Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 17. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. Where is Kim going with her parents this evening?
What are you doing this evening, Kim?
I'm going out with my parents.
That's nice. Are you going to see a film?
No. We're going to have a quick meal when I get home from school, and then we're going to the fun fair.
That will be great.
Now, listen again.
What are you doing this evening, Kim?
I'm going out with my parents.
That's nice. Are you going to see a film?
No. We're going to have a quick meal when I get home from school, and then we're going to the fun fair.
That will be great.
Two. How much did Emma pay for the hat?
I really like your hat, Emma. It's cool.
Yes, I think I look good in it.
Was it expensive?
Not really, because I got it on Black Friday, so I got a good discount. The price was £33, but I got it for £13.
That's a really good price.
Now, listen again.
I really like your hat, Emma. It's cool.
Yes, I think I look good in it.
Was it expensive?
Not really, because I got it on Black Friday, so I got a good discount. The price was £33, but I got it for £13.
That's a really good price.
Three. What time does the play start?
What time shall we leave for the theatre?
We can go about 6:30. The play doesn't start until 7:30.
But I want to get a good seat at the front.
Let's leave at 6:15 then.
OK.
Now, listen again.
What time shall we leave for the theatre?
We can go about 6:30. The play doesn't start until 7:30.
But I want to get a good seat at the front.
Let's leave at 6:15 then.
OK.
Four. How is Helen getting to school tomorrow?
Can you give me a lift to school tomorrow, Dad?
Is there a problem with your bike?
No, but I've got a lot of books to carry, and it's difficult on the bike.
I'm afraid I can't take you tomorrow. You'll have to get the bus.
OK.
Now, listen again.
Can you give me a lift to school tomorrow, Dad?
Is there a problem with your bike?
No, but I've got a lot of books to carry, and it's difficult on the bike.
I'm afraid I can't take you tomorrow. You'll have to get the bus.
OK.
Five. When is Claire's birthday?
When's your birthday, Peter?
It's the 23rd of...
The 23rd? My birthday's the 23rd too.
Really? 23rd of November?
Oh, no. Mine's the 23rd of September.
Oh, right.
Now listen again.
When's your birthday, Peter?
It's the 23rd of...
The 23rd? My birthday's the 23rd too.
Really? 23rd of November?
Oh, no. Mine's the 23rd of September.
Oh, right.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher talking to a group of students about a trip to a zoo.
Okay, can you listen for a moment? If you are going on the school trip to the zoo, you need to listen carefully. We have the date now. It's Tuesday, the 9th of March. You can still give your name in because there are a few places available on the trip. But you must bring your money next week. The cost is £15. And that includes lunch at the zoo. Give your money to Mr. Sykes. That's S-Y-K-E-S. Sykes, in the school office. On the day, we leave from the school at 8:15. Please be here by 8 at the latest, because it's a long drive. As I said, you get lunch at the zoo, but please bring water, because we don't know if the zoo provides water free. Finally, we return to the school at 4, so tell your parents to pick you up a little later than usual.
Now listen again.
Okay, can you listen for a moment? If you are going on the school trip to the zoo, you need to listen carefully. We have the date now. It's Tuesday, the 9th of March. You can still give your name in because there are a few places available on the trip. But you must bring your money next week. The cost is £15, and that includes lunch at the zoo. Give your money to Mr. Sykes. That's S-Y-K-E-S. Sykes, in the school office. On the day, we leave from the school at 8:15. Please be here by 8 at the latest, because it's a long drive. As I said, you get lunch at the zoo, but please bring water, because we don't know if the zoo provides water free. Finally, we return to the school at 4, so tell your parents to pick you up a little later than usual.
That is the end of part 2. Now look at part 3. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Tom talking to a friend, May.
Hi, May. What are you doing? Are you writing an email?
No, I'm filling in a form on this website. I'm entering a competition.
What's the competition?
It's an art competition. You have to do a painting of a natural thing.
You mean an animal, not a car?
Well, you can't do a car. But it doesn't have to be an animal. It could be a plant or the sea, for example.
What have you painted?
I have painted an animal, actually.
Of course you have. You've done another painting of your dog, Spot.
Maybe. Or maybe I've done a painting of the cat, which belongs to the people next door.
Have you?
No, it's a painting of Spot.
How do you get the painting to the competition people?
You don't have to send the painting. You just take a photo and send that in with the competition form which I'm filling in. Look, here it is.
It's very good. What do you get if you win?
You get a voucher which you can spend on this website.
What does the site sell?
Almost everything. Books, ebooks, toys, games.
What's the voucher worth?
£50.
That's cool. Good luck. I think you've got a good chance.
Thanks.
Now, listen again.
Hi, May. What are you doing? Are you writing an email?
No, I'm filling in a form on this website. I'm entering a competition.
What's the competition?
It's an art competition. You have to do a painting of a natural thing.
You mean an animal, not a car?
Well, you can't do a car, but it doesn't have to be an animal. It could be a plant or the sea, for example.
What have you painted?
I have painted an animal, actually.
Of course you have. You've done another painting of your dog, Spot.
Maybe. Or maybe I've done a painting of the cat, which belongs to the people next door.
Have you?
No, it's a painting of Spot.
How do you get the painting to the competition people?
You don't have to send the painting. You just take a photo and send that in with the competition form which I'm filling in. Look, here it is.
It's very good. What do you get if you win?
You get a voucher which you can spend on this website.
What does the site sell?
Almost everything. Books, ebooks, toys, games.
What's the voucher worth?
£50.
That's cool. Good luck. I think you've got a good chance.
Thanks.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Sixteen. You will hear a girl talking to her friend about why she bought a laptop. What was wrong with the laptop she had before?
Is that new?
Yes, I just got it.
What was wrong with your old laptop?
It didn't have enough memory.
So that's bigger?
Yes. Well, the same size screen, but more memory.
Now, listen again.
Is that new?
Yes, I just got it.
What was wrong with your old laptop?
It didn't have enough memory.
So that's bigger?
Yes. Well, the same size screen, but more memory.
Seventeen. You will hear two friends talking about next term. What are they worried about?
I'm not looking forward to next term. The new maths book looks really hard.
I know. I found this term's book difficult, but the new one is terrible.
The maths teacher said we will understand when we start studying it.
At least the new book doesn't have as many pages.
I'm not looking forward to next term. The new maths book looks really hard.
I know. I found this term's book difficult, but the new one is terrible.
The maths teacher said we will understand when we start studying it.
At least the new book doesn't have as many pages.
You will hear a girl talking on the phone. Why is she unhappy?
Hi, Dad. I'm phoning from the school office. I'm a bit upset. I dropped my phone and now it isn't working. That's not really a problem. I'm sure I can get it fixed. But the problem is, my train ticket is on the phone. Can you come and pick me up?
Now, listen again.
Hi, Dad. I'm phoning from the school office. I'm a bit upset. I dropped my phone and now it isn't working. That's not really a problem. I'm sure I can get it fixed. But the problem is, my train ticket is on the phone. Can you come and pick me up?
You will hear two friends talking about a TV program. What kind of program was it?
Did you see the program on Channel 4 last night?
The one at 9 after the news?
Yes, about monkeys.
I only saw the last half. I was watching a film on Channel 3 and when it finished I turned over.
I knew monkeys were clever, but some of the things were amazing.
Now, listen again.
Did you see the programme on Channel 4 last night?
The one at 9 after the news?
Yes, about monkeys.
I only saw the last half. I was watching a film on Channel 3 and when it finished I turned over.
I knew monkeys were clever, but some of the things were amazing.
You will hear Lucy talking to her friend Paul about her father. What was wrong with Lucy's father?
How's your father now, Lucy?
He's better now, thank you. He's out of hospital.
Oh, good. He had a problem with his stomach, didn't he?
No, that was before. This time he had a problem with his heart, but the doctors have given him some new medicine. And they say that he will be fine.
Now, listen again.
How's your father now, Lucy?
He's better now, thank you. He's out of hospital.
Oh, good. He had a problem with his stomach, didn't he?
No, that was before. This time he had a problem with his heart. But the doctors have given him some new medicine, and they say that he will be fine.
That is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Katie talking to her father about the timetable for her tests. When does she have each test?
Are you ready for your test next week, Katie?
I think so.
What's first?
I have maths on Monday afternoon.
Don't you have anything on Monday morning?
No, that's free. And I'm free again on Tuesday morning. Then I've got history on Tuesday afternoon. I'm a little worried about that.
You'll be fine. When's geography? Is it Wednesday morning?
Yes, and chemistry is in the afternoon.
Wednesday afternoon?
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Really? You like chemistry?
It's great.
Are you still taking physics?
Of course, Dad. I stopped biology, not physics.
Oh, right.
I've got physics on Thursday. Oh, no! I read it wrongly. I'm not free on Tuesday morning. I've got physics on Tuesday morning, not Thursday morning.
Okay.
And then finally, I've got English on Thursday afternoon.
Now, listen again.
Are you ready for your test next week, Katie?
I think so.
What's first?
I have maths on Monday afternoon.
Don't you have anything on Monday morning?
No, that's free. And I'm free again on Tuesday morning. Then I've got history on Tuesday afternoon. I'm a little worried about that.
You'll be fine. When's geography? Is it Wednesday morning?
Yes, and chemistry is in the afternoon.
Wednesday afternoon?
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Really? You like chemistry?
It's great.
Are you still taking physics?
Of course, Dad. I stopped biology, not physics.
Oh, right.
I've got physics on Thursday. Oh, no! I read it wrongly. I'm not free on Tuesday morning. I've got physics on Tuesday morning, not Thursday morning.
Okay.
And then finally, I've got English on Thursday afternoon.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.